Remote learning is a challenge for families, rich, poor, and everyone in between. But for low-income families, the challenge of going to school without going to school is even greater. Ryan Denham talks with Messina Lambert, the principal at Irving Elementary School. Irving has nearly the highest population of low-income students in Bloomington. Messina says remote learning is going better than expected, in part because she and her staff temper their expectations. She says teachers tend to want to overachieve.
If you were to walk into a classroom here at Irving, you would see in many classrooms, teachers have a couple different screens they're working from, whether it be another computer monitor or even some of them brought in TVs so that they can see all of their kids on one screen and have other things on their Zoom here, which again, that's not how we're set up to function here, but they have figured those things out. They're showing that they're not just gonna, you know, go through the motions and be that teacher that's just getting it done. They're going to go above and beyond like they normally do and just learn this new technology to go along with it. So I've been so impressed with what's able to happen and how they're meeting the needs of kids in this new manner.
What's been the biggest challenge so far?
Technology issues have been a big challenge. Some of it starting with my teachers and staff needing to learn the technology that they're now forced to use as the only delivery method of instruction. So that was step one. And then from the student side, just our devices, like so many districts in not just our area, but our nation, you know, we're all needing devices. And we had ordered new devices and there were just some supply chain issues that have prevented them from getting to us in a timely fashion. So we're still, we were fortunate enough to have enough devices for staff and for students. They're just not the devices we would have preferred to given out. So there's some issues with those.
One of the reasons I wanted to talk to you is because Irving Elementary School has more students coming from low-income families than really just about every other school in Bloomington Normal. It's about 80% for you. So what are the unique challenges that come along with that during remote learning?
First of all, devices. We were able to provide every student a device regardless of their income. It's just a school-issued device. So that was step one. So parents didn't have to worry about a device. They just had to worry about if it was, you know, broken, if there was a tech issue, which we've been able to support with. The second thing is actually having Wi-Fi access, because we know that that is not, you know, that's not the same type of utility like water and electricity and gas. So many families have those, but if you've got multiple kids, using your own Wi-Fi at home can really impact the band, you know, the speed and the accessibility based on what level of bandwidth you have. So we have been able to provide through the district for our low-income students hotspots if they need them. And they're good for up to 8 children. Eight devices can be connected at one time. We're also continuing to provide lunches, meals. We're doing that twice a week. We're giving them multiple lunches. We have a few sites throughout the community. We have one at every school. So Irving has a site. And then we also have sites at, you know, the Bloomington Housing Authority locations like Wood Hill and other points in town that are strategic. And then we're giving on Tuesday and Thursday lunches and breakfasts out. And now they've just made it, the state has just made it possible for those to be free, following different guidelines than we typically have to follow during the school year. All of Irving students would get it for free anyway, but now their siblings in junior high and high school who may have only been, you know, paying a reduced rate or maybe paying the full rate can also have those meals for free.
Figuring out childcare during remote learning has been a big challenge. I mean, even if you do have, you know, a lot of money or that luxury. So how your family is navigating that?
Yeah, I was really concerned actually when we first announced, because that was the first backlash that I was, you know, seeing on social media is now I have to pay hundreds of dollars for my kid to be in a supervised setting or a learning pod or something like that. But I think I will say the community has stepped it up. There's a lot of different places and organizations that have provided resources and childcare places for children, even if they're not traditionally open during the day as a daycare center. We also see some families who have used extended families. So maybe the child is with grandma during that time, or grandma is in charge of remote learning for that time period.
Irving Elementary also has a higher than average student mobility rate, which, you know, really means that students come and go from the school, moving in and out more often than their peers in other buildings. Historically, I know you've had all sorts of really smart ways of tackling that, but how do you build those connections now when you literally cannot go to your school?
Well, one of the things that we did that was unique was we extended our institute days to be a full week instead of normally we would just take 3 days or so. And then next week, so the week of the 24th, we had parents come in with kids to pick up their devices and to pick up their instructional materials that they're going to need for at-home learning. So that was a great opportunity to just make a connection with a family that was new. So that was really helpful to at least have a face with a name, you know? And then we'll do some pickups again, material pickups, because of course we don't know how long this is going to last, and we couldn't give them everything that they might need for even the full semester at one time. So we'll do another swap out, supply swap out, or device pickup if we get our new devices in. At some point we'll get them, but we'll have parents and families come in another time, or at least come to school, whether we do it outside or inside when the weather gets worse, to have that. And then it's another opportunity to make a connection.
That's Irving Elementary School Principal Messina Lambert speaking with Ryan Dowd.